Hello.
Hello.
We made it to the end.
We did it. We did it, Joe. We made it to the end.
It's been a long time.
It sure has.
But yeah. Ended on a high note, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's get started. Oh, I just swallowed wrong.
No.
Okay, let's get started, I guess, so we could be done for the season. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to yawn.
Wow, I'm that boring.
No, but these movies were. All right, so Friday, the secret gift of Christmas. Bonnie is a personal shopper who helps her new widowed client, Patrick, reconnect with his young daughter. Though Bonnie and Patrick's ideas of shopping couldn't be more different, she is determined to get Patrick and his daughter everything on their wish list. I
Yeah,
hated this movie.
so did I. Like, the secret shopper movies are my least favorite plot that Hallmark knows. I don't like them. They're just annoying.
And it was just, she was so annoying. And she was so judgmental of this man who just like didn't do anything wrong. He seemed like he was a nice guy who was very busy and also kind of sad. And she was so judgy about the fact that he didn't want to do anything different than what he was normally comfortable with because he just wanted to get it done. And most people in a job like that, where you are doing what the client wants you to do, you just do it and move on. You don't just take it upon yourself to do whatever the fuck. And in any other situation, she'd have been fired.
It's true. That's why I hate this plot, because every time they do this plot, it's always just one person is really annoying and knows better than the other person, and it's like, just stop.
Right. And like she kept at the suit jack, the like sport coat suit thing drove me crazy the whole time. Because it was like the guy told you he doesn't want to wear a sport jacket or a suit. Just listen to him.
Yeah.
Listen to him. And I don't know what her vibe was, but it felt like they were going for Emily in Paris, and it just was not the vibe.
I didn't like this one.
Yeah. And also the weird subplot with the music teacher who was basically stalking him.
That was super weird. He absolutely was stalking him.
And the fact that like he had never shown any interest in her whatsoever, and everyone else in that situation could see she was just coming on real strong to this guy, except for this dumb shopper chick. Like, if you took 1 second to watch them do that very weird Silent Night karaoke, you would have seen how visibly uncomfortable that man was. And you would have been like, oh, there's nothing romantic going on there. She's just fucking weird.
We have to talk about that dress.
Oh,
Outfit. I'm so
this
bad.
by far has to be the worst last party dress in the history of Hallmark.
Was so bad. It looked like something that, like, I don't know, like a Forever 21 tween would have worn to the mall in the early 2000s.
It looks like an American Girl doll outfit. Like she had one and her doll had one that matched.
Yeah.
None of the pieces went together. That little fluffy shawl over the strapless silver embellished dress, and then whatever was happening with that red skirt.
It was so bad.
So bad. And then at first I thought that I didn't see that I thought that the dress was like knee length. And uh-huh. I was like, all right, maybe I can accept that. And then when she left, I saw that it was floor length. And I'm like, that makes it worse.
I'm going to be real. When they walked out the first time, I thought I had missed, like, I thought the party was like a costume thing. And I had just missed that. And I thought it was like some like in joke in the universe. But like, no, it was just a real ugly dress.
She was so overdressed for that party, too.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't realize it's a Christmas party for a construction company. Nobody's dressing like they're going to the red carpet at Fashion Week. Like, this isn't an Versace runway show.
It was just painful.
Yeah, and then I don't know why we kept finding all of the very funny, like, continuity errors where her beret would be on other sides of her head. Also, I think every person is limit to one or two berets in your collection. You should not have a beret for every day, even if you're French.
Well, it's such a funny sentence.
More than two berets tops. Anyway, fuck, I hate this movie. I never want to see this movie again. The girl was so annoying. The guy was fine. He's like a regular Hallmark guy.
Yeah.
I had no issues with him. The kid was cute.
Yeah.
She was terrible and I never want to see her again.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones this year where I just really hated it from start to finish.
Yeah. I was sitting there through it going, oh my god, it's still on.
Yeah, I watched it and we got about 30 minutes in. I'm like, how is there still an hour and a half left?
Yeah. This gets one of the very special zeros for me. This is like the worst. I think this is probably one of the worst of the season.
Yeah.
And that's saying something because this was not a great season. I was sitting here going, we've got to rank them all. We only had like five that we liked.
I mean, yeah. But here's the thing. The five that I liked, I like really liked.
Right.
It was hit or miss. It was one or the other. Yeah. But yeah, so that was that movie.
And then Saturday was a little better. Sealed with a list. This holiday season, Festive Carly sets out to conquer, their list of abandoned resolutions from last year. Aided by coworker Wyatt, they find love and the confidence to chase their dreams.
I think the character was female.
She, her.
Yeah. Because they did call them her or his girlfriend at one point. I don't know. It was confusing for like the first 40 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. It was okay. Like I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it was just something going on with me that day, but the sound design in this movie just, like, drove me nuts. The music was so loud, and every time they were on the street, you could hear just, like, canned city noises, and it was just really annoying the whole movie. Go ahead.
I don't dislike the actor who played Carly.
Yeah.
I have seen them do other things.
Mm-hmm.
How to Get Away with Murder, specifically. I just did not like the choices they made for this specific character. Because it was either trying to be quirky, but reserved quirky. So it almost was coming off as like pick me, you know, where it's just like, I'm not like other girls.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, like, and it just, it rubbed, it just made me, and I don't dislike them. I like that actor. I just, something about the character choices for this specific movie, it was like, it was giving pick me, it was giving me like maybe Manic Pixie Dream Girl a little bit, and I just
it definitely was.
And I was like, oof, just stop trying to fix this rich boy's problems. Like, it's neither endearing nor interesting.
Yeah. Also,
and just kind of cringe.
I know they were the main couple, but if you had put these two in a movie and acted them exactly the same way, they could have also been siblings.
Right. Yeah. And that was the other thing, is like, they didn't have very good romantic chemistry.
No, I believed them as friends.
Yeah.
Like, they really felt like siblings or cousins, not like the couple. It was strange. And I don't know what it was about them that made me feel that way, but like, they were very believable friends, I guess. I liked that they were friends with all the old people. I thought that was funny. Yes. But like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been better.
It just felt off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't one specific thing other than the sound design thing. Because yeah, I heard the canned sounds too. But like, there wasn't one specific thing that was bad or good. It was all just, this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel...
I think it had a lot... It was filmed very strangely, and it was one of the city movies, but the story was very much like one of the small town movies. And so, like,
yeah,
the city, it being in the city, because they kept emphasizing that it was the city, felt sort of incongruous with what was going on in the plot. And it was strange. Because this movie with this plot could have been in another setting. It would have been one of those manor movies where like the love interest comes to the house to be like a maid or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was strange. I couldn't figure out why the mom was so upset that Carly got fired. Like,
right. It was just like, okay, like, why are you taking that personally?
Like, mom wasn't worried. She was just angry. And it was like, why?
And it's not like she had a history of continually being fired from jobs. Like, she'd been at that job for a really long time.
Yeah. It was so very weird.
Like, she had a it's not like she had a history of being unreliable and terrible. Mom wasn't relying on her financially, so I don't know what the deal was.
I really liked the friend.
Yes.
I think the friend was the best part of the movie.
Yeah. I liked all of the other supporting characters.
Yeah, so
more than I liked the main couple. Like, the, like, housekeepers at his house, I loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the main couple felt like if this was a 90s movie, they would have like ended up murdering someone and covering it up together.
And I've seen his dad play too many villains in other movies.
My God, I know.
I was just like straight up bad villains. That, like,
you know,
him just being kind of a bad dad was real difficult for me to like not be like, when are you gonna kill a man? You know.
I agree. I had the same problem. I often have that problem with these movies where like I've seen them in something playing like a really bad character, and now I'm just like, wait, no, this is Hallmark.
Right. He's just at worst a slave to capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not great, but it was better than Friday.
Yeah, definitely. I'd give it like a 2.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up the dad really quick because there was something specifically that I was thinking of when I saw him that I'm like, you were the bad guy, but I can't place where. you were the bad guy.
Got like a villain face.
Yeah. I'm looking him up. Hold on.
That's fine.
Because otherwise it's going to bother me.
Yeah, that's just so thrown by the mom being mad. I couldn't get over it.
What am I thinking of? Lots of things I've seen, but not.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out, but.
Oh, you know what it was? It wasn't that he was a really bad guy. I mean, he was kind of a bad guy. He was Pastor Skip and Saved.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And that was what it was that rubbed me wrong. Why he? Because he's the weird, like, too comfortable with children, youth pastor. Who's like sleeping with her mom.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it was. All right. And then the last one of the season. They really did save the best for last.
They did.
Was all of our favorite things. Lesbians. Fake dating. That's it. Those are our favorite things.
We found family, supportive parents.
Yes, very supportive parents. So friends and family Christmas. Daniela has recently moved to New York to pursue an art career and decides to stay in town to share the holidays with her circle of artist friends instead of going home to see her sweet, if overbearing, parents. Okay, that's not exactly what she did, but okay. Amelia is a talented entertainment lawyer trying to stay focused on her work after a broken engagement. And they fall in love.
I loved this movie.
I did too. It was so cute.
Oh. I love
another one where it felt like a movie.
Yeah, it did feel like a movie. I liked everyone in this movie, all the background characters. I really liked Daniela's parents. They were adorable.
I loved that the dads were hooking them up.
Yeah, yeah, me too. That was so funny. It was so good.
And especially because it's like, when you talk, yes, it's a gay couple with supportive parents, but specifically dads.
Yeah.
Supportive of their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not just, it's all of those things. So it's like dads being supportive of their daughters, supportive of their daughters' love lives and sexuality.
Yeah.
And like being the catalyst. Because how many times have we watched a movie where your mom is trying to hook you up with a guy or whatever? But like specifically the dads trying to hook up their daughters was a very cute and different take on it.
It was. I really liked it. It was so good.
Me too.
I liked the part at the end where the dad's trying to stall her from leaving for a run, and like just comes up with like the worst excuses.
I know.
it was just adorable.
It was so cute, and just very wholesome too. Everybody in the movie, everyone in the movie had a very positive motive.
Yeah.
There was no incident of like somebody trying to ruin it for them. There wasn't anybody being like, the girls were their own worst enemies, which is the way that it is in life most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there wasn't like an evil boss. There wasn't like a shitty parent. There wasn't like, a crappy ex coming back to ruin it for everybody, or like a music teacher that was stalking somebody.
I really enjoyed at the end that they were having Christmas dinner not with just their families, but also the people at like the art collective.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Yeah. I think this was my favorite one of the year.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, I kind of knew this one was going to be my favorite one.
Right. I mean, it is. We're pretty easy sell the minute you include the gays. We're like, yeah. If they're the focus.
Yeah.
But.
I don't even have a lot to say. It was just really good and sweet, and I would watch it again. I DVR'd it, so I can watch it again.
Good.
Yeah, good. They ended on a real high note this year.
It did, especially considering some of these movies were a real slog to get through. All right. I think because we know most of them are real bad, it would be it's a lot of vying for the lowest you can get. So I think we should go through and just do our top five.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there were about five that we liked.
Yeah.
And then, so, I think my top five, my number one was the Friends and Family Christmas that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think my second one was the Norwegian holiday.
Yeah.
And then
I like the Biltmore one.
The Biltmore one. Yeah, I think that one's four. So, and my number three, I think, was the Heidelberg one, because I thought that one was cute, too.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And then, the Heidelberg one, the Biltmore one, and then my last one, I think, was the Ryan one with the Under the Christmas Sky, where they were...
The solar physicist thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. That would be my top five as well.
Yeah.
They're the ones I remember the best, too.
Right.
No, I really like the Hanukkah one.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, the Hanukkah one, I think it's tied. Round and Round, the Hanukkah one, and the Under the Christmas Sky, that's tied for number five.
I'll agree with that, too, because I really, those are the ones I really like. I don't know how I would put them in an order, but those are the ones I really liked.
Yeah. I think those are the best ones of the year.
Definitely. And some of them are, like, the best ones in a couple years.
Right. Yeah, especially the two travel ones this year. Like, there were three travel ones, but, like...
The two good ones.
There were four travel ones. There was the Scottish one, the English one, and then the German one and the Norwegian one.
Oh, yeah.
The Scottish one was okay.
One would be like a six.
Yeah, I think that would be like a six.
Yeah.
I think the travel ones were the ones that felt the most lived in and felt like real movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Round and Round and Friends and Family Christmas felt like real movies, travel specific.
Yeah.
The Biltmore one was just a fun time, and it was just so ridiculous, but it was fun and I loved it.
Yeah.
And I think that Christopher Paloha should play 1940s cads more often, because he really fit right in with that. They should do more period pieces with Christopher Paloha. We need like a period Christmas movie with Christopher Paloha and Ryan Pavey.
Yes, I agree. That would be great.
And then the Under the Christmas Sky, that one felt the most like a Hallmark Christmas movie, but was a watchable fun time. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that one. It was charming.
Me too. So I think that's it for the year.
Yeah.
We're all done.
Well, can't believe it's just really over.
I couldn't be happier, I'll tell you. This is probably one of the rougher years, because there was nary a good movie to be found.
Yeah. There was literally just like one good one a week. Like, I feel like if we went through that list, they would be like almost one a week.
Yeah, well, if we look at it, so we have the first weekend, we had that Checking It Twice, which was the dumb hockey one.
Oh, God.
Where Are You Christmas, which was the weird black and white world one. And then Under the Christmas Sky, which was in our top five.
Yeah.
And we had Christmas by Design, which I don't even remember. Mystic Christmas with the seals.
God, the
and the Mystic Pizza. And then Joie Noël, which was another one of the travel ones, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Then we had Flipping. We had those 2 weeks in a row where there wasn't anything good. Because then we had Flipping for Christmas, which was the stupid house flipping one, which could have just used a ghost. The Never Been Christ, which
oh God,
wanted the women to hook up. And the Santa Summit, which was just that weird, like, I don't know what was happening in that one.
That one was fine. It was just weird.
Yeah. And then the next week, we had Everything Christmas, which was dumb. We had Christmas Island, which would have been my seventh, because that one had Andrew in it, and I liked him fucking with her the whole time.
Yeah, that one would have been a solid seven.
Yeah, and then Heidelberg Holiday, which was in our top five.
All the Sunday movies.
Yeah. And then Dude. Navigating Christmas, terrible movie. With the lighthouse. And
the lighthouse. I do want to make that scam, though.
The suspicious woman who does not have a passport for some reason. And can't get a passport for some reason. It's probably crime. Then A Merry Scottish Christmas, which was in our, you know. And then Holiday Hotline, which wasn't bad, but wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, the Catch Me If You Claws one. We liked that one. That would have been my eight.
Which one was that one?
That was the one with Luke McFarlane, and he was the Santa.
Yeah, you know, I really liked that one.
Yeah, that was like, that would have been eight for me.
Yeah.
We liked that one. Letters to Santa, which was dumb because there wasn't enough of the magic pen. And then the very confusing Holiday Road travel influencer one.
I forgot about that one.
Then we had Christmas in Notting Hill, which wasn't terrible, you know.
Yeah.
How about the holidays?
Yeah.
And then our Christmas mural, which was okay, but it, you know, it wasn't great. Then we had Biltmore, Norwegian Holiday, and Not So Royal Christmas, which was actually a pretty good weekend because we liked all of those movies.
That's true, yeah.
And then, but that was Thanksgiving week, I think. So that was
overshadowed by six movies.
Then we had Christmas with a Kiss, which we didn't even know what was happening in. Magic in Mistletoe, which was
I didn't like that one.
Christmas on Cherry Lane, which we couldn't figure out what time period anything was. And then Round and Round.
Yeah.
Which we loved. And then we had the last three that we just watched. So.
Huh. Yeah, it was really like,
all right.
Yeah, hopefully next year it's better.
Yeah, I will say, as difficult as some of these movies were to watch, I think the takeaway for us was that the ones that they tried something new were the ones that we liked the best.
Yeah.
Because the ones that kept relying so much on the Hallmark plots that they recycle every year and just throw different scenery and names in, they're getting tired. And then when, especially when you put them in the same weekend as something that has a completely new plot or is doing something a little bit different than what we've seen before, like the travel ones, where like the reason we really liked the Norwegian one was because it wasn't so much about the romance. The romance was secondary. It was about her learning about her grandma and her roots in Norway and finding her dad and her grandpa or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was fun and different. And then she happened to fall in love with a guy on the way there, along the way, you know?
Yeah. Even the ones that weren't great, I do appreciate the ones that, like, tried to do a new plot.
Right.
Like, the Santa Summit one wasn't great, but I appreciate that it was not the same plot we always see. Even the royal one tried a different plot than is usually the royal plot.
Right, and we liked that one.
Yeah. But, like, I hope they continue to do new plots and make movies that look like movies.
And that's what I think, you know, if there's one person from Hallmark listening to us, there isn't. What you need to take away from this is we should have more of these movies where you try something new.
Hey, you know what? They can use the same old plot, but they need to have the characters be gay.
Right, or just use the same old plot and have the characters be gay.
Yeah, because it's not the same old plot then.
Right, because it's something different. Because, like, yeah, the last one, our favorite movie of the season, was just, the only thing that was different about it was you made it lesbians.
Yeah. They need to do a royal one with lesbians.
Hell yeah, they do.
But yeah.
Because they never talk about in these movies where it's they need an heir. It just, you know.
Right, it's just they have to get married.
Or not even always that they have to get married. Sometimes it's just some dink bachelor who's like, I'm never going to get married. I'm going to end the line or whatever. Fine, you can still end the line and get some gay sex.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I think.
Hmm?
Either do something new or make it gay.
Yeah. Just let us write them.
Right. Well, that's it. We'll talk to you next year.
Yep, see you next year.
That's not true. We have vampires coming up.
You can't wait.
All right.
Okay.
So ends another season. We're all done. We're free. And now we actually get to go experience Christmas ourselves if we have any real Christmas spirit left.
Good luck finding your person in plaid this year.
I think I'm currently wearing plaid. I think I'm the person in plaid.
Oh, plot twist.
I did come from the big city.
That's true, you did. Specifically so Chicago, but you came from real Chicago, not fake Chicago.
My dad has been, like, laughing. This is related, so I'm gonna still say it. My dad has been laughing about some movie that they referred to it as Chicago International Airport. It was like a Hallmark movie, and it's just like, it's so dumb, because there are two airports in Chicago, and also, like, both of them are international airports, so why didn't you just call it O'Hare or Midway? Like, why did you have to make up the name of an airport that doesn't exist and call it Chicago International Airport?
That's so funny.
And so he's, every time, now it's just his running thing of, oh, you're going to come in through Chicago International Airport? And then he's traveled twice, and both of them had a layover at O'Hare, and he went to Colorado to the Broncos game with my brother, and then the Vikings Broncos game, and then he went to Vegas to see the Vikings Raiders game. Mm-hmm. And he was, both times he laid over in Chicago, and he's like, I'm laid over in Chicago International Airport. Like, which one? we'll see. I'll keep you posted if I end up falling in love with my high school sweetheart. I don't have one.
I mean, if you have time, there's like almost a week still till Christmas, so.
True. True. I might just have to. I can drive now, so.
Oh.
I can go out into the world. And
you could have a fateful accident that will introduce you to a nice mechanic.
Maybe. I should have gone downstairs in my best outfit when the AAA guy here was here yesterday because our car wouldn't start. Damn, I missed my opportunity. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Sixty-One Days of Hallmark Christmas is hosted by Abby Schaefer and Kelsey Nicole. You can follow us on Twitter at 61 Days Podcast, and you can email us at 61 Days of Hallmark Christmas at gmail.com.